The sound drifted through the air to the park where Xena and Xander Holmes were lying on their stomachs in the grass.
What was that?
Xena sat up and pushed back her long dark hair. The eerie wailing sound had come from way off in the distance. It interrupted the game she and Xander were playing and made her skin prickle. Xander stared toward the woods.
A siren?
He didn't really believe it, though. That had been a weird noise. It gave him goosebumps.
I guess.
Xena wasn't convinced either.
A wolf, maybe? Do they have wolves here in England?
She knew Xander had been reading up on natural history for school. Xander had a photographic memory. He would remember any mention of wolves, especially because he had a phobia about wild animals.
Nope.
Xander shook his head. No wild ones anyway. The English killed them all by the 18th century. And there can't be a wolf sanctuary or anything like that near here, or Mom and Dad would have definitely mentioned it. And I would have convinced them to pick someplace else for vacation.
Well, maybe a dog then.
But Xena still felt uncomfortable. She'd never heard a dog make such a spooky sound. And now she felt that there was something creepy about the quiet town square in this little village. She shivered and decided to change the subject. If Xander thought there were wolves or even something like them nearby, he'd refuse to do any of the outdoor activities their parents had planned.
Let's play some more, Xena said. It's still 2-1, your favor.
Their father had taught them the game, and his father had taught him, and his father had taught him, all the way back to the inventor of the game, their great-great-great-grandfather, Sherlock Holmes. They had found out only a few weeks ago that they were descended from the famous detective, and they had already solved one of the cases in his notebook of unsolved mysteries. The game was a good way to sharpen their detecting skills. The rules were simple. Figure out something about passers-by, like their job, where they came from, or what kind of mood they're in, just by observing them.
I wonder where everyone went, Xander said.
It's not dark yet, and there were lots of people around until a few minutes ago.
How can we play the game? Here comes somebody.
Xena narrowed her eyes at the figure walking down the side of the road next to the park. Xander was getting too good at the game, maybe even better than she had been at his age. But she was 2 years older, and she was determined to win this round. Xander muttered. It was a kid about 12 years old, like Xena. How can I figure him out? He wondered. There's nothing unusual about him. The boy smiled as he passed. He had freckles, an upturned nose, and curly light brown hair. Xander saw a grin of triumph on Xena's face.
Oh no, what had she seen? City kid, she said,
and Xander looked at the boy again. The boy stumbled over something and almost fell. He disappeared around a corner. Xander groaned, because in that last second, he too had spotted the monthly tube pass sticking out of the boy's back pocket. It looked just like the transit passes the two of them used to get to school and around London.
Ha! Xena said. 2 each, and the second one you got didn't really count.
Did 2, Xander said.
Oh, okay.
Xena could afford to be generous, because she had caught up. She stretched out on the grass and waited for another person to go by. This village seemed like a good place for their vacation, and she was excited about being somewhere other than London. Not that London wasn't a great city. She was really glad their dad had taken a 1-year job there. She still missed her friends back home in the States, but she and Xander were attending a really cool school with kids from all over the world, and most of them were nice. She had even started liking Andrew Watson, whose great-great-great-grandfather had been Sherlock Holmes' best friend and who went to their school. Thinking of Sherlock reminded Xena of something.
Xander, you did remember to pack the notebook, didn't you?
Of course. You think I'd forget Sherlock's cold case files? It's our best treasure. A week after they had arrived in London, Zena and Xander found the secret meeting place for the Society for the Preservation of Famous Detectives, or the SPFD. The members of the SPFD believed that because Zena and Xander were descendants of Sherlock Holmes, they had the potential to be great detectives. The SPFD gave them Sherlock's notebook of unsolved cases, and Xander and Zena realized that some of those cases could still be cracked.